Mark 12:30. Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." We cannot follow Christ with a divided heart, half in the world and half with God. No. The love we are to have for Christ involves our entire being, spirit, soul, and body. Therefore, we can't allow impure thoughts, images, and words into our minds and claim to love Him at the same time.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, dear one. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you, once again, to Your Place of Grace. Today we're talking about following Jesus Christ. Question: are you a follower of Jesus? When that question is asked, people generally give a wide variety of answers. They may think it's synonymous with believing in God, or attending church, participating in Holy Communion, giving to good causes, praying when in need, living a good life, or being religious. But none of these things actually answer the question, nor do they prove that someone is following Jesus. Engaging in certain religious activities is not equivalent to following Jesus. What do I mean? Although these activities are generally practiced by Christians, not everyone who does them is a Christian. To determine if someone is truly following Jesus, we must use biblical guidelines. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, He called Simon Peter and Andrew to leave their occupation as fishermen and follow Him. We find that in Matthew 4, verses 18 and 19. Now, their response demonstrates what following Jesus involves. In verse 20, the Bible says, "Immediately they left their nets and followed Him." This was a whole life commitment, not merely religious activity. So what does characterize a follower of Jesus? In order to evaluate whether we too are following Jesus, we must understand what experiences are true of those who are genuine followers. We must be born again. Jesus said in John 3, verse 3, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This is the first qualification to becoming a follower of Jesus. We must confess and repent of our sins, by faith receive God's forgiveness, surrender our lives to Christ as our Savior and Lord, and start walking in His ways. Being a Christian is not just becoming better or improving ourselves. No, it's an entirely new life born of the Holy Spirit. And then we need to pray. Prayer is vital. Luke 6, verse 12 tells us this: "It was at this time that he went off to a mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God." So, if we follow Jesus, we will be a person of prayer just as he was. In fact, it will be a major part of our lives, not just an occasional plea for help when we're desperately in need. for prayer to become a priority, we must make it a daily habit to have a quiet time alone with God. Starting and finishing each day in prayer is a good way to make sure we are walking in Christ's footsteps. And then we need to be good listeners. Listening is important to being a Christian. Matthew 17, verse 5 tells us this. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Too often, many of us begin the morning with thoughts of everything we need to accomplish that day. Although fulfilling our responsibilities is important, it's more essential to spend time talking to our Heavenly Father, asking Him to guide, protect, and enable us to be obedient to Him and sensitive to the needs of those around us who need the Savior. As the sovereign Lord and Master, not only of the universe, but of our individual lives, God requires our submission and obedience to His will. That's why we must take time to listen to Him as we read His word and pray. And then we need to believe. Sounds simple enough, doesn't it? But here's what the Bible says. Here's what Jesus Himself says about Himself in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Just as we trusted Christ for salvation, so we must continue to live by faith as we follow Him. If we don't believe Him, we'll live a self-centered life and won't do what He says or walk in His ways. But as genuine followers of Christ, we will trust Him with our difficulties and pain and temptations and needs, relying on Him to enable us to do whatever He says. We then need to obey. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." See, following requires obedience, and when this is the desire of our hearts, we recognize how foolish it is to go our own way. Sin always leads to loss and the death of something, whether it's opportunities or blessings. So, you know, if we stubbornly refuse to obey God, He will send enough heartache and trouble. He will. He'll send that stuff into our lives to correct us. And so, loved one, it's always good to obey Him because He is the source of every good thing. And then we need to love. Mark 12:30, Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." We cannot follow Christ with a divided heart, half in the world and half with God. No. The love we are to have for Christ involves our entire being, spirit, soul, and body. Therefore, we can't allow impure thoughts, images, and words into our minds and claim to love Him at the same time. Wholehearted love for Christ affects what we think and watch, what we do, and where we go. So now we need to share. Sharing is a huge part of Christian life. Jesus said in the Great Commission, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." This is Jesus' command, and if we are going to follow Him, we will share the truth of God's word with others. regardless of whether they like us or not. In a world of hatred, bitterness, animosity, and death, Christ's followers are risking their lives to bring the gospel to people all around the world. So each of us can surely say something to spark the interest of someone we know who is not following Jesus. And hand in hand with sharing the gospel is service. Jesus said, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." That's from John 12, verse 26. Dear one, Jesus came as a servant. And as his followers, that's what we should do as well. All of us, dear one, you and me, all of us, have the capacity to serve God in some fashion by serving others. Service comes in many different forms, helping, caring, encouraging, comforting, giving, teaching, or sharing God's word. And then finally, a part of Christian life that we do need to deal with and to see as a reality is suffering. Yeah, suffering. In Philippians 1:29, the Apostle Paul writes this, "For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake." Loved one, if we are following Jesus, we can expect to experience some form of suffering. We may be rejected, or suffer financial loss, or even lose relationships because we make people feel uncomfortable and don't fit in with those who love the world. But this should not stop us from following Jesus and sharing the gospel. Although we may be tempted to pick and choose which of these qualities we want to pursue, all of these practices are essential elements of our walk with Jesus and should become an important part of our lives as we follow him. So as we close this little podcast today, can you truthfully say that you are following Jesus? Why or why not? The Bible says that today is the day of salvation, and that now is the appointed time. In an audience of any size, whether large or small, there are always those who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. And there's always a percentage of people as well who maybe lived for Christ at one time and were on fire for Jesus and served him with all, and loved him with all their heart. And yet they, over the years, have grown lukewarm and then grown cold and backed away from him. Maybe backslidden away from the church, away from Jesus himself, away from God's word. And maybe some of you have been living out in the world, and it's left you high and dry. It's left you cold and empty. Again, it's time to come home, for today is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. Dear one, this may be your hour of decision. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Will you? First of all, you need to admit your need and just get real with God and with yourself and just say out loud, "God, I admit I'm a sinner. I've blown it. I've really messed up." But then be willing to turn from your sins. That's where the word repent comes in. Repent means to turn around, to change direction, to turn away from the devil and turn toward the cross of Christ once again. Turn, repent, and ask God's forgiveness. Then believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, and that he bore your sins in the punishment that you deserved, in order that he might make you the righteousness of God. You need to believe that Jesus died for you and rose again on the third day. And then through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart and control your life through the Holy Spirit. That's how you receive him as Savior and Lord. Would you pray this prayer with me? Pray it with all your heart and speak it out loud. Dear God, that's right, pray with me. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner, and I want to turn from my sins. I ask your forgiveness, Heavenly Father. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe he died for my sins and that you raised him to life again. I want Jesus to come into my heart and take control of my life. I want to trust Jesus as my Savior and follow him as my Lord and serve him from this day forward and all the days of my life. I'm yours, dear Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God, my friend. That's the greatest decision you could have ever made. And the angels of heaven rejoice over you right now, because you are now a citizen of heaven. Your sins now are washed away by the blood of Christ. Now, listen to me. This is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Jesus. And to deepen this relationship, you need to do just a few things. Read your Bible every day to get to know Jesus better. And then talk to God in prayer every single day. And then tell others about Christ, about this decision that you've made to receive him as Savior and Lord. And then find a good local church and worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a wonderful local church where God's word is preached, where people love God and where they love each other. And then finally, as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. Get involved in ministry. Reach outside your own comfort zone to bless others and to tell others about Jesus and what he's done for you. If you've made a decision for Christ today, I want you to contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and say, "Tony, man, I prayed that prayer with you, and I'm a new person in Christ. I'm going to serve him all the days of my life." Listen, my friend, if you'll do that, I will send you some free resources, as I said, free, postage paid, to help you get started in this new walk with Christ. Oh, I'm rejoicing with you, dear one. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm so proud of you. I love you guys, and I'm praying for you. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always give you a smiling countenance. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, your relationships, your family, your home, your workplace. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.